today I have the good fortune of interviewing Nicola Mitchell. Nicola, thank you so much for spending some time with us and sharing some of your wit, wisdom, and expertise.
Okay, thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. Tell us, let's go back in time a little bit and talk about your business and what inspired you to become a business owner.
Okay, I have two businesses. I own NCM Publishing and Strategic Connections Plus. They're a consulting firm and a publishing company. And I started off 6 years ago back in Las Vegas. I self-published my very first book, and that's how NCM Publishing was established. But then it grew into this big publishing company. I have like 45 titles now and 10 of my own, and it's just been a wonderful experience. And through that, I've had so many different people and organizations asking me how to self-publish my book successfully the way I did. And that's where the consulting came from. And I partnered up with my personal brand agent, Kalanda Scott, and we created Strategic Connections Plus.
And what was the first, you said it's all started because you self-published your first book. What was that book? What was that book? What was it about? And how did you write it and decide to self-publish it?
The first book was entitled Over and Over Again. I was in a really bad relationship my final year in college, in undergrad, and I was just documenting things. People wouldn't believe some of the stuff that was going on when I was in this relationship, and I was just taking notes. And during my graduation party, it was a dare from my friends and family to write this book, you know. And I always am a stickler on being the best that I can be, and I read so many books at the time. So I started researching how to write a book and coming up with a format and a query and everything, and I wrote this book, and then I decided to query it out, which is just shopping it out to different publishers. I actually got offered two deals, and on Thanksgiving, I had told them, it was right before Thanksgiving, I told one of the companies that I was going to go with to at least give me till Monday. And I met Teresa Gonzalez. She's the real Michael Jackson, Billie Jean, the person that he wrote the song behind. And she told me, you know, at least try this yourself. And if it doesn't work out, then you can try to give it to somebody else. But at least try it yourself and see where you can go. So that's where the first book came from. And but it's been a really life-changing experience ever since then. I was going to school for healthcare management, and now I'm about to start film school to obtain my MBA. So it's like I went from one dynamic to a totally different one. But, I love it.
That is absolutely incredible and a fascinating journey, which I'm sure took a lot longer than the couple minutes it took you to describe it. I have found that we learn a lot from folks like you. What do you wish you knew when you started that you know now?
I wish I knew how to take advice and take help, because I would listen to advice on it takes a village to raise a child, and so you need to use that dichotomy in your business. It takes that village to build your business, build your brand. And in the beginning, I was like this one-stop shop. I was like, you know, I got it. You know, I'm good. And because sometimes, too, you feel like your friends and family is not taking you seriously, because to them, I was just Nikki. What are you doing? Oh, okay, you wrote a book like it was a hobby. And so I had to prove to myself and everyone else around me that I could do this. But I wish I did take heed to taking hold in the beginning, because I think I could be so much further now than I am. I've done a lot, and I've obtained a lot, and I've achieved a lot. But I think if I would have just listened to that, I would be in a different place right now.
Absolutely. Other than that, what has been your biggest mistake, and what did you learn from it?
my biggest mistake, again, is working so hard. I ended up in the hospital a couple of times, and from stress, just exhaustion. And I think that, again, if I would have just outsourced it to different people, okay, you know what, you help me with this. If they messed up and they failed, okay, I can move on to somebody else. But I was so adamant about doing this myself, I almost killed myself.
Wow.
And I think a lot of entrepreneurs, small business owners, they do the same thing.
Absolutely. You have achieved a great deal of success. You've got multiple companies. What is your biggest challenge right now?
As to keeping the balance of giving each project, each sector, the same undivided attention, because I am still a writer, and I'm about to release my 10th book, but I put my personal brand to the side sometimes. I'm on tour and during all this, so I live off of a calendar. Google Calendar is my best friend. I always have my nose in my phone. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Instagram. I'm going through my calendar, and I'm like, okay, I got to delegate these 4 hours to my clients, these 4 hours to my authors, and then these 4 hours to myself. But I had to learn that time management is the way to run my company. And I know sometimes my family and friends, when they're calling me, you know, just to see how I'm doing and everything, because now that I'm in Atlanta and everybody's still on the West Coast, I always tell them, please, just don't charge it to my heart. Just charge it to that I have to live on this strict schedule if I want to get anything accomplished. Because, you know, you can get on the phone with somebody and get caught up and get off track. And when you work for yourself, you can't do that. The same way you go clock in and out to a company, you have to clock in and clock out to your job. So.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned working for yourself. Talk a little bit about how long have you been in business, and do you have any employees? How are you delivering great results for your authors and your consulting clients?
I have been working for myself. I've been in business since 2009. I was able to walk away from my day job in 2011. And now we have offices in Las Vegas and Atlanta, and that was established in 2012. So it's been, you know, little rough patches along the road, but, you know, we've been growing slowly and surely. We have employees in New Orleans, in Memphis, in Las Vegas, in Texas that actually work for NCM Publishing, but the headquarters is between Atlanta and Las Vegas.
Incredible. And to what do you attribute your success?
Prayer. Staying prayerful and having faith and being motivated by my children.
Wow. I don't think anyone has ever given us that answer before. That's incredible. Okay.
And wasn't ready for that answer, huh?
I was not. You got me on that one. So what plans have you taken to make sure that your business lives beyond you?
I have been looking for the future, planning for the future. I've been watching the major corporations, the major Fortune 500 corporations, and trying to recreate their blueprint within my company. I want to be able to say my grandchildren, if they don't want to work, they have the opportunity to work for NCM Publishing. I look at the matrix of, like, Mary Kay, Amway, those pyramid companies and how successful they are, and I also try to take those attributes and add that into my company, because if one person is making money and there's people working underneath them and it's under NCM, then I can be as big as Mary Kay, or I can be as big as Amway, or any one of these big Fortune 500 companies that are out here right now. The thing is that you have to let people in. You have to be trusting. You have to take a chance. You know, Donald Trump has filed bankruptcy how many times? You have to take a chance and say, okay, this works, this doesn't work. And I think doing that will allow me the ability to have my company be one of those ones that are known 15, 20, 80 years from now.
Do you currently, I think that's incredible to obviously model after successful people who have created that. Do you have a, if you don't mind, do you have a business succession plan in place now?
Yes, sir. Even though my business has been around for a while, I always recreate a business plan and a vision board. And once we achieve certain goals, then I add on to it, like it's a whole new process. But that way, I'm staying innovative. I'm staying competitive with who's out now. We're able to compete with new companies that may be coming in, old ones. You know, a lot of times people become stagnant because they're like, okay, I have my company, I'm doing well, and then 5 years from now or even next month something happens and everything is, you know, gone away. And I believe God gave it to you and he could take it away. And you have to just make sure that if something does happen, you have a plan to keep it coming. I do believe in, excuse me, 7 streamlines of income. Even though everything that I do is literary based, I do have 7 different lines of income where I'm generating money from every month. So I may have 2 different Amazon accounts that are coming in for different things, one for ebooks, one for paperback. I have consulting money. I have clients because I have also businesses that we help bring establish. I have my royalty checks from my publishing company, and then I get royalty checks as a writer for different magazines. So, you know, I have a lot of money coming in different places. So even if it's only $10 here this month, but it may be $5,000 here from another month, I do have things set in place that there's always money coming in.
Terrific. And forgive the morbid question, but obviously, but in terms of succession, for example, do you have a plan in place in case you got hit by a bus tomorrow?
Yes, I do. I do have life insurance. A lot of small business owners, they don't know that you can obtain medical insurance, life insurance, workers' comp insurance through people like Decision HR or Liberty Mutual, you know, for your company's insurance. You just sit down with a broker and let them add it all on, and you're paying less than you would pay if you work a regular job and they were taking out your check every month.
Absolutely. And then do you also have a plan in place that provides not just financially but for the business to keep running without you?
Yes, I do have people that I've been training, like my little helpers. My oldest daughter is 21, and she's a senior in college. And, like, I was in a meeting before we had this call, and I was letting her know that my daughter has there's an app that you can download on your phone, and it has all my accounts in one, like the passwords, everything for each account, each program that we use for the company. And so if something ever happened to me, my daughter and my business partner, they both have access to it.
What I find that a lot of business owners are obviously always learning, always improving, always trying to improve themselves, their businesses, the services they provide. What are 3 of the best books you've ever read that have had the biggest impact on your work? And you can't quote one you wrote yourself because you've written quite a few.
The Alchemist, right? The Chosen Few. And A Dollar Late, or what is it? A Dollar Late, Too Little Too Late. It's by Terry McMillan.
Okay.
And I can't think of the exact title, but The Alchemist, I believe in that. That is a book that I use, and I tell people, I don't care what demographics you are or what your business is or what industry it is, that book, if you listen to it on Audible while you're driving or if you're reading it now on Kindles or whatever, if you prefer paperback, that book, The Blueprint, is, even though it was written so many years ago, it's life today. And the book is called A Day Late and A Dollar Too Short, I apologize.
Ah, got it. Okay. Well, this has been an absolutely fascinating interview for our folks who are listening who say, hey, I want to learn more from Nicola. I'm interested in consulting, or I want to write publish a book. What is the best website for them to go to, or where should we send them to learn more about you?
My personal website is Nicola, NICOLAC as in cat, Mitchell.com. My company's website is N as in Nancy, C as in cat, M as in Mary, publishing.com. On there, it will take you to a link to Strategic Connections, but you can also go to strategicconnectionsplus.com directly to find out about consulting. And then also, I have a blog with 45,000 followers, and it's called From the Pen of Nicola. And from there, I give family tips, things that I'm doing, my tour. I highlight small businesses. So if you have a company that you want to obtain free promotional services, contact me. I got you.
We greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for doing the interview.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Have a beautiful day.
You too. And everyone who's listening, we'll talk to you next week.
All righty. Bye.